I'm absolutely convinced that that last song is going to be sung in heaven. It's one of my very favorites. Thank you. This is an exciting day. It's not only for these four ladies and two young men, but for all of us as well. Because we have the privilege of hearing their testimonies, what God has done in their lives. And I can tell you, I've gotten to read some of those testimonies, and I know that we're going to be blessed just as they are blessed. But I've got a question for you to consider. Why baptism? Why are these people getting baptized? Why should we consider baptism? It's kind of an obvious question for some of us who have known the Lord for a while. We're all familiar with the command of Jesus in Matthew 28. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. I can't think of a better reason to get baptized than Jesus says, do it. It's a command. But here's a question for you. Are there other reasons involved of why we should be baptized? Frankly, there's a lot of different reasons different people give, and I'm not going to go into all of those. You can be thankful for that. But there is one that I want to address that really bothers me a lot, and that is this. It's the teaching that a person is not saved until they are baptized. You know, there's a lot of Christian denominations in this country and around the world that teach that. And frankly, it's a very common teaching in a lot of the Asian countries. I have no idea why. Perhaps sometime way in the back we had some misguided Christian missionaries in what they said. Perhaps, and I suspect this might be very true in some places, where believers are afraid that they will be persecuted, that they needed some way, some visible way of proving that someone truly was a follower of Christ to make sure that there weren't government spies or whoever in their midst. And maybe it's simply a case of misinterpreting the scriptures. I don't know. But here is something that I think is pretty true. In fact, it's absolutely true. The Bible clearly teaches that baptism does not save us. Yes, there are some verses, like Mark 16:16. You can look that up on your own sometime. Look at it. If you do, make sure you look at the difference between the first half of the verse and the second half of the verse. There's about four verses in the Bible that seem to indicate that we are saved when we are baptized. But what about the other 26-plus verses that make it clear that that's not the case? One of the things you always have to be careful, you and I, is that we don't lift a few verses out of the Bible that just fit the way we want things to be, the truths we want to be true. We need the whole counsel of God. And when you look at the whole counsel of God in the New Testament, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear that the way we are saved is very simple. Through forgiveness of sins, through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross that gives us that forgiveness. So when we ask God to forgive us and we are willing to say with Romans 10:9, where it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Yes, we know that salvation comes only through belief in Jesus. So, let's go back to the question again. Why should we be baptized besides the fact that Jesus has commanded it? Here's an interesting question. Why was Jesus baptized? Ooh, That's quite a question. And in fact, there's a lot of different ideas of why Jesus was baptized. You know, here's the question, though. Here's the problem. John the Baptist was baptizing people, and he was baptizing them when they were sorry for their sins and wanted to show that they were willing to repent, that they were very sorry for their sins. And they're doing this, and then here comes Jesus. And Jesus says, I need to be baptized. Oh, boy. It says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. And John, smart guy that he is, tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And yet you come to me? Why did John have a problem in baptizing Jesus? Because Jesus had no sin. He had to have no sin. It was because he was a sinless human being that he could be the perfect sacrifice, paying the price for yours and my sin. So clearly, Jesus was not getting baptized for the forgiveness of his sins, and certainly not because he needed to be saved. So why was Jesus being baptized? Well, let's go on. Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. And then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Jesus said he was to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. What is righteousness? It's doing the right thing. And what is the right thing? It's whatever God says is the right thing. And remember, God does command us to be baptized. But there's some other things working here. For me to explain what I think is happening here, though, I need to digress for just a minute and talk about an understanding that I think is extremely important. And frankly, some of you may disagree with what I'm about to say. But this is a fundamental belief that has made a huge difference to my understanding of my walk with Jesus. And it comes when we read Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8. And it says in that verses, those verses, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with a God a thing to be grasped, but, note this, emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. I believe that this is saying that although Jesus was God, is God, and will always be God, that when he came to earth, he emptied himself of all his God powers so that he could be living a fully human life on earth. Because if you think about it, to be a perfect sacrifice, he had to be a fully human, sinless person. He had to live life the way we live life. Thus, not only did he provide a way to salvation, he also demonstrated how you and I can be in relationship with the Father, how you and I can carry out kingdom work in complete humble obedience to the Father. Jesus said, we can do even more than he did. Well, how would that be possible if he did them as if he was God? if he was using God powers to do them. It has to be that he was doing them the same way we need to do them, by relying on the power of the Holy Spirit working in him and through him. If he did them by being obedient to God and by being empowered by God, then you and I can do that too. And that truth is what gives me hope that each day I can fulfill his purposes in my life. So, with that thought in mind, why did the Father tell Jesus to be baptized? I believe it was to make a public statement. A public statement that Jesus was God's man carrying out God's purposes. And think about it. This was the public proclamation that Jesus was his Father's son. And that he was being obedient to the Father, being obedient to the commands of the Father, as he would be throughout his ministry on earth. And remember, this was the inauguration of his ministry, his visible ministry on earth. And here's the other thing. When he was baptized, it was a picture of the future. In 3 years, he would be buried below the waters, dead, and then rise again to new life, so that every one of us could be a child of God. Wow. Wow. So, why should we be baptized? I believe it is a fulfillment, certainly, of God's command to be baptized. But in my mind, it's also for us to imitate Jesus. And for almost the same reason that he was baptized. It's a public statement that is being made today by these six people that they are now adopted sons and daughters of God. That they are what they are because of what Jesus has done for them. It proclaims that we and they have an eternal relationship with the Father. That because they and we have repented and asked forgiveness, that God will direct our lives. And as they go under the water, they are showing their desire to die to self and the world's way. And as they come up out of the water, it symbolizes their being raised to new life, beginning a life of ministry as a servant, just like Jesus. One who is devoted to carrying out the kingdom work, fulfilling his purpose for creating us. The bottom line is that baptism signifies and proclaims our complete willing readiness to follow the will of God, just as Jesus did. So, I congratulate each one of you as you are being baptized. You are entering the water as greatly loved daughters and sons of God. You are entering the water as co-heirs with Jesus already in the kingdom. You've made it a momentous, an eternal decision to give your life to God, to do the work of Jesus on this earth all the days that he gives you to live here. And you can be doing this work knowing that you are not doing it alone. You are doing it with his presence right with you. And you are proclaiming, even today, you are proclaiming to the world that you've given up on your self-centered selves. And instead, you are becoming the amazing, unique person that God created you to be, discovering the purposes that he created you to have. Rejoice. Rejoice today. Come up out of that water with a big smile on your face. Because what you are doing in your act of baptism is demonstrating your desire to imitate Jesus in all you do and knowing that he will be with you to help you accomplish just that. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you for letting us be a part of what God is doing in your life right now.